Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music, 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 music.
Well, all DVD sound when I come good is dead when the champion sound come. Because you know, self was the drones run the dance every time. Heat in the place. Pum, 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 pum.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of fine Jamaican music, which today will be based on the universal theme of war and peace. Because whether it's reporting on local community conflict or wide-ranging global affairs, reggae music doesn't shy away from the ideas and actions that affect us all. So put on your tin hats and open your heart with love, as this is the House of Reggae's War and Peace Special. War and Peace.
I'm
was The Meditations with World at War, which was produced by Maxi at Channel 1 and appeared on 12-inch on the Knots label back in 1978. And as far as I'm aware, that one is yet to see a reissue. And so today, I've picked out a handful of tunes which all cover the many complex issues that arise during times of war and conflict. So it's going to be just like reading Leo Tolstoy's epic novel about the French invasion of Russia around 200 years ago, but with the added bonus of some great rhythm tracks. And so, speaking of which, up next is a Foundation singer, Joe Higgs, whose early 1970s meditation on the prospect of war was appropriately downbeat and melancholy. In Wave of War, Wave of War, Wave of
War. Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer. The wave of war is rising like the morning sun.
Joe Higgs with Wave of War, a great track which I somehow missed off the recent flute special, but makes a welcome appearance here. And that was produced by Harry J and released on his own Harry J label in Jamaica and the Sue label in the UK back in 1972, and has since been compiled on the Best of Sue Volume 1 CD.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But now, here's another classic track which was also recorded at Harry J's, this time by one of Joe Higgs' protégés, Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, Bob Marley.
Who in 1976 transformed a speech given by Haile Selassie at the United Nations General Assembly on the 4th of October 1963 and turned it into a reggae-fied rallying cry. But interestingly, in Selassie's original speech, he never mentioned the word war, as these were later added by Marley to help punctuate the lyrics, and no doubt to highlight the consequences of the situations being described. And so, here is Bob Marley and the Wailers with War.
War. War.
Rastafari. until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remaining but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. It's a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
Bob Marley and the Wailers in full effect there with War, which they recorded at the Harry J Studio and which featured on their 1976 album Rastaman Vibration.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so throughout human history, music has always accompanied war, whether it's tribal drums, marching bands, or a lone bugle horn. And likewise, music has always protested against war too, such as a full orchestral score of Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, or Bob Dylan's lone guitar and voice on Masters of War. And speaking of Bob Dylan, he described this next tune as the best protest song he'd ever heard, as I'm talking about Vietnam by Jimmy Cliff, which he had recorded at the Dynamic Studio in Kingston back in 1969, when the casualty count was at its highest and many American mothers were losing their sons in a far-off, distant land.
This is your popular station where your music comes first. And I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong. Strong, strong.
That was Jimmy Cliff, of course, with Vietnam, which was produced by Leslie Kong and featured on Jimmy's eponymous album on the Trojan record label in 1969, and which has been compiled on multiple collections by that same label ever since.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
And so, with the development of transport and arms, the 20th century was scarred by war on an unprecedented scale. From the millions of conscripted soldiers who lost their lives in the trenches of World War I, to the millions of civilians all around the globe who have died in their homes when bombs fell from the sky in whichever conflict they had wittingly found themselves in the middle of. And so it takes a talented DJ to try and cram a century of war into 3 minutes of dancehall chatter. But Supercat is just the man to do it, as can be heard on Them No Care. Them No Care.
Now greetings to the world. Labour for love and save Jesus Christ. Reveal himself the first and his people in time for it's the last day. I and I do not regret to announce the death of John Pope, Paul the first and second and third of his shot by heart attack for him and his death for it's the last day. And the rest of the place called Vatican City. It's in the world. Ribidibidubane. 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 These women are catcher, them no care, yes. Tell them while Apache, them no care. Who do you hear that? From Mr. Russia is a country judge and know so them no care. And the US I pay them have the most nuclear. And now the eagle and the bear them have a intimate affair. And the fighting for the land where Georgia left yourself a share. And everything we have is master God come put it here. Jah give the fishes of the sea, German and the birds of the air. When it happen in a month it go happen in a year. And the weeping and the moaning and the sweat and the tear. And no matter where we talk and Georgia know them not here. And them latest kind of toy is missile and nuclear. Them want to lick it over here and want to lick it over there. And the people of today and Georgia know them getting scared. And a World War III is drawing closer every year. When I feel it here and the dreadlocks I miss it each and everywhere. And a millions of dollars spending on the nuclear. And a poor people are suffer miss it each and everywhere. When I hear me ribidibidubane, ribidibidubane, ribidibidubane. Tell them it's a cat of them no care, yes. Tell them it's a cat of them no. When I hear that, for me say 1914 it was a World War I. And the Queen of England she sent enough Jamaican. Also for back it up them sent enough African. Adolf Hitler story top down in a World War II. He was fighting allies with a bag of German. Churchill like the ocean for save England. And I just say yeah that the England and Falkland. And then them pass a martial law and me say down a Poland. I told her overthrow and the Shah of Iran. And him run up from America with a couple million. But a couple day after him was a dead man. And now the Israelite man and the Palestinian. And a Georgia have to come for solve the situation. And a Uncle Sam a take on the Iraqian. 1945 it was a World War II. Now in the 2000 century man a Armageddon. Come and take it from the Kati man a style and fashion. Miss every ribidibidubade. 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 Tell them it's a Kati who no care, yes. Tell them it's a Kati them no. When I hear that, for me say Russia is a country judge and know say them no care. And the US I pay them off the most nuclear. Now the eagle and the bear them have a intimate affair. And I'm fighting for the land where Georgia left your selfish share. And everything we have is master God come put it here. Jah give me the fishes of the sea, German and the birds of the air. When I up me in a mountain, it go up me in a air. And the latest kind of toy is missile and nuclear. All the weeping and the moaning and the sweat and the tear. And no matter where we talk and Georgia know them not here. Go tell the master God I miss say him a draw near. Come and take it from the cat and come for talk and swear. Me say ribidibidubane, ribidibidubane, ribidibidubane. Tell them it's a cat you what they done, yes. Tell them it's a cat them under.
That was a wild Apache himself, Supercat, with Them No Care, which was recorded at the HC&F studio in New York and initially released as a 7-inch single in 1990 on the Wild Apache label, before featuring on his Don Dada album 2 years later.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
And so, with the litany of wars that were featured in that last tune, you might just have heard a reference to the first Gulf War, when Saddam Hussein's army invaded Kuwait, and which in response George Bush ordered the American troops to the Saudi Arabian border to ensure the invasion didn't spread any further. and this prompted dancehall singer Cocker T to record his version of events and the motives behind them in Oil Ting. Oil Ting.
Mothers and fathers, burn your belly. Ain't gonna be no turning back. Down the road. This fighting over this high thing, whoa, is a dangerous something, because the Arab man them not joking. This fighting over this high thing is a dangerous something, because the Arab man them not joking. Some are talk about sanction, some are talk about military action, some are talk about air embargo. Tell me why them kids they never born down in Africa, in South Africa. If as much as a rock stone fling, Saddam Hussein say my God done everything. George Bush raised but he can't back down. He don't want to be like the American claim. So this fighting over this fighting is a dangerous something, because the Arab man them not joking. This fighting over this fighting is a dangerous something, because the Arab man them not joking. And if you run to the United Nations, if you run to your friend them in a Jordan, could I run to the one them in a Lebanon to lend you a hand? Why, why, why? It's time that the world face the fact, America is planning to attack. But no matter what they do, it not stop, cause Iraq nah bop. Iraq nah bop. Hey. So this fighting over this high thing is a dangerous something, because the Arab man them not joking. Them not joking.
That was Cocker T with Oil Ting, which was produced by Mikey Bennett and Patrick Lindsay at the Music Works studio in Kingston, and was released on their Two Friends label in Jamaica and the Greensleeves label in the UK in 1990, and also featured on a One Rhythm album called Ting and Ting the following year. And that tune proved controversial at the time of its release, when the conflict was still ongoing, and so was banned by many radio stations. But Cocker T remained unrepentant when he recorded a follow-up tune titled No Blood for Oil.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
And so, moving into the 21st century, that despite all the dreams of the new millennium bringing with it world peace, it didn't, of course, quite turn out like that. And most countries have either been involved in war or witnessed acts of terrorism carried out on their streets in the name of one ideology or another at some point over the last 15 years. And so here is a UK DJ, YT, vividly describing what happened one July morning in London back in 2005 in Wicked Act.
Wicked Act. Wicked Act.
Listen, my reality song. Listen to my reality song. White tea with the reality song, yeah. It was the 7th of December 2005. Three take the train, and one take a bus ride. With an evil intention, they find them mind. We take a lot of innocent lives. So me cry, what a wicked act. Suicide bomber them, the boat with booming on them knapsack, yeah. When him set off that, a lot of innocent life disappear in a flash, yo. What a evil osa. Suicide bomber, them they both are ready to detonate that, yo. We don't respect that. Tell them don't bother come and chat, but are them really
innocent. Them never kill the prime minister, them not kill no president. Them kill some working class resident. Who did they pan the chain and go to them place of employment? Now they must speculate about who send them. Them not know if I been Laden and in friend them. Them not know if I saw them who see no send the suicide bomb upon the bus and the train. What a wicked act. Suicide bomb in the chain with bomb in the knapsack. Yeah. And when him set off that, a lot of innocent life disappear in a flash. Yeah. What a evil us act. Suicide bomb in the bus, him ready for detonate that. Tell them we no respect that. Tell them nobody come chat about your religion. That them boom the train at King's Cross, Algate and Edgeway. Them boom the number 30 bus out of Russell Square. Them murder innocent people and them no care. Now the whole of London living in fear. Scotland Yard said them a run the investigation. Police with machine gun a guard the station. Some people them freight fit take transportation. Through them one reach them destination. So me cry, what a wicked act. Suicide bomber them the boat with bombing at them knapsack. Yeah. And when them set off that, a lot of innocent life disappear in a flash. What a evil us act. Suicide bomber in a the bus, them ready for detonate that. Yeah. We don't respect that. Yo, star, let me tell them something straight up from the heart of people. Me cry tears for the victims and the families who lose their loved ones in a the land and atrocities. Politicians chatting them bureaucracy. Them said them condemn the killing, but we know that it's hypocrisy. Them boost war, them not promote no peace. Every day a lot of murder down in the Middle East. Me wonder in them myself when this killing I go cease. Them take life and go on like it at the least. So me cry, what a wicked act. Suicide bomber them, the boat with booming and them knapsack. Yo. When him set off that, a lot of innocent life disappear in a flash. Yo.
That was YT with Wicked Act, which came out on 7-inch on the Sativa label in 2005, and also featured on his debut album, Straight Outta Britain, the following year.
This train is bound for Kingston, Jamaica. All aboard!
But now it must be time to travel back to Kingston, Jamaica in the 1970s, where as well as writing songs about international wars, the singers and musicians also had their own localised conflicts to contend with, when the ideological differences between the two main political parties occasionally spilled out into open warfare on the streets of the capital. And with many of the recording studios being located downtown, just making their way to record a tune was often fraught with danger. But occasionally, just like in the larger global wars, a truce would be called to try and negotiate a peace. And it's one of these attempts that occurred in 1974 that inspired Little Roy to write this plaintive plea called Tribal War.
Spread out and scatter. Can you see the musical ambassador sitting at an
was Little Roy with Tribal War, which he produced himself at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio back in 1974, and which he released on his own Tafari label, and which was later compiled by Pressure Sounds for their Tafari Earth Uprising CD. And of course, that tune was also covered by the likes of John Holt and George Nooks later on in the decade, after another truce had been called in the political gang wars.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
And so, speaking of which, the most famous truce in the street battles of Kingston happened in early 1978, when a peace treaty had been negotiated between Claudie Massop, who was a leader of a JLP gang, and Bucky Marshall, who was a leading PNP gunman. But both men had grown up in Trenchtown, and when they found themselves locked up in prison together, they formed a bond, and on their release they arranged an all-night meeting with other gang leaders, and by morning they had declared peace across the city. And this led to street parties, and many singers went into the studio to celebrate this unprecedented announcement. And so here's one from the voice of Thunder himself, Prince Farai, with No More War.
No more war. No more war.
Demogorgon rules mean war. Satyagwa. No more war. War is over, Natty Dread come over. Who could have known pleasant it is for Remoites, Junglites, Pienlanites, Lizard Townites to dwell together? War is over, Natty Dread come over. I man know after storm there's mostly a calm. Why remember the Bible write himself, you know, is a man write the Bible, a lie. That means someone wrong but not the Bible. War is over, not the dread come over. Demogorgon mean war, Satyagwa mean peace. In African language, senior, so you are the one who come here to mash up this place, eh? Son, don't take your guns to town, cause we are no more Fludel clown in town. Boy, you have to be smart like an Anansi man, you know. Satyagwa a peace. Demogorgon is war. And now the war is over. Oh, good and how pleasant it is for Rima man can go to jungle. And jungle man can go to Rima. God man can do the same thing too. And every man have an equal rights on this land to live. No more war! War is over. Demogorgon is war. Satyagwa means peace. Senor, I'm sorry for you if you love war. Demogorgon is war, Satyagwa is peace. So we have no motion of them on the radar. Love. 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 Some guys say I and I and check say I and I, Delta of war. But I chew them on one thing, just strictly peace rad. No more war. When you see champion, you don't kill him, you raise them. Demo Gavros is war. We don't want no more of that. Satyagwa mean peace. And that one, Tanya.
That was Prince Farai with No More War, which he produced himself and released on his own Cry Tough label in Jamaica and a Virgin Frontline label in the UK in 1978, and was later compiled by Blood and Fire Records for their Silver and Gold CD. And in case you didn't notice it, that tune was Farai's own version of Little Roy's Tribal War Rhythm.
Ice, Irie.
And so with a peace treaty in place in the early months of 1978, it was time to spread a little peace and love across the city. And so Claudie Massop and Bucky Marshall travelled to London to meet with Bob Marley, to persuade him to return to Kingston and to perform at a special peace concert. Which of course is now famous for Marley bringing together the two political leaders, Michael Manley and Edward Seaga, to join hands on stage. But also at the same concert, Jacob Miller sang his peace treaty special, where he arranged a similar and just as popular symbol of reconciliation by bringing on stage Massop and Marshall to join hands. But for Claudie and Bucky, their violent pasts weren't over, as in the following year, Claudie Massop was killed by the police in Kingston, and in 1980, Bucky Marshall was murdered in New York. By which time, another general election was due in Jamaica, and violence and warfare on the streets had returned more ferocious than ever before. But for a short while, the residents of downtown Kingston had a glimmer of hope that a different way of life was possible. And so here's another song that celebrated that short-lived time of respite from political war, as this is Johnny Clark with Peace and Love in the Ghetto.
Peace and love in the ghetto.
Jamaicans, out of many we are one.
Keep it up, oh my brother.
brothers. Don't break it up, break it up. Oh no, no, no. Let's keep it up, keep it up. Oh my sister, don't break it up.
That was Johnny Clark with Peace and Love in the Ghetto, which was produced by Bunny Lee and came out on the Weed Beat label in Jamaica and the Third World label in the UK back in 1978, and can now be found on the Johnny Clark compilation on Trojan Records called A Rougher Version.
I'm the A1 station in the land. Come let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand, believe me.
And so, taking my lead from Johnny Clark, it's time to spread a little bit more peace and love here in the House of Reggae today, as this is always a favourite topic for a songwriter. And so I've compiled together four such tracks, which span from the strict confines of Duke Reed's Treasure Isle studio in the 1960s to the freeform experimentation of Lee Perry's Black Ark in the following decade. As this is the House of Reggae's Peace and Love Mix.
Peace and Love Mix. Peace and Love Mix.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for your dancing feet. Move with the beat.
So the leaders of the world studying war. What we want, love, peace and love. So the people of the world looking for love.
Good God, come on, Madonna, give it to me one time.
A baby just a little teeny weeny bit more. A baby just a little bit of bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait to town and tell the people about the nigga this coming your way.
Let there be love, love, love among the nations. Let there be peace, peace, peace among the people. Let there be peace, peace, peace among the people. Yeah, we should not fight. We should love right and love one another like sisters and brothers. Let there be love among the nations. Let there be peace, peace, peace among the people. Can't we live as one? He's gonna make us and not be safe. Let there be love.
Let there be love
among the nations.
Let there be peace.
Let there be peace, peace, peace among the people. Oh yeah. I said I let there be love among the nations.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. As first up, you heard the Jamaicans with Peace and Love, which was produced by Duke Reed and came out on his Treasure Isle label back in 1968. And then following that was U-Roy with his Toast, also called Peace and Love, and which came out on the Duke Reed label in 1971. And both of those can now be found on a double CD compilation called Version Galore on Trojan Records. And then after that was the unmistakable voice of Delroy Wilson, also with Peace and Love, which was produced by Bunny Lee and released on the Soul Sound label in Jamaica and the Jackpot label in the UK back in 1971. And then we ended up with Schumacher and Robinson at the Black Ark with yet again Peace and Love, which was produced by Lee Perry and originally released on 7-inch on his Upsetters label in 1978 and was later compiled on a 3-album box set called Build the Ark on Trojan Records.
Lord of mercy.
And so, here in this War and Peace special, I've just got one more tune for you. And to make a change, this last one is by a woman. Because, well, let's face it, most wars are started by men, and so I think we need a lady's perspective. And this one is full of poignant lyrics, delivered in a wonderful understated fashion, as this is Sonia Spence with Peace and Unity.
Peace and Unity. Peace and Unity.
Why can't we stop the killing? Why can't we stop the fighting? And live in unity. Every day we're fighting, taking our brother's life. It's time for peace. Yeah, it's time for peace. Look at that beautiful world. The Father's given us living, and all we do is make war, yeah, war. You know, it's time we start to live like human beings and not like untamed animals. Remember the boys and girls of today will be the men and women of tomorrow. We have to live, yes, we must live for them to see. So come on, brothers and sisters, let's join hands and hearts and live in peace, and live in peace and unity. So as we start to live as it was planned, then we will build. And we must build a better land. Let's put away the guns, people. Put away the ammunition. And live in peace. And live in peace and unity. Too much killing, brother. Too much killing, sister. It's time we live. It's time we live in unity. Remember the boys and girls of today. We'll be the men and women of tomorrow. We have to live, yes, we must live for them to see.
That was Sonia Spence with Peace and Unity, which featured on her debut album titled In the Dark, and which came out on Sonia Pottinger's Skynote label back in 1978, and was also recently pressed up on 7-inch vinyl for the first time by the Only Roots label. But that is my lot for another show, and while I make no pretensions to be Leo Tolstoy, I still hope you enjoyed this War and Peace special. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com. And you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae. 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 House of Reggae.